Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. I hope everything's going well with everyone. And hope everyone's tshuva process is getting stronger. Complete down for Yehuda ben Shifra, Harachaim Kanievsky Shlita, Benjamin Ovadia ben Esther, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel. That's our Matisyahu Solomon, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel. Please down for him. I think he's in the hospital. He's getting better, but Moshe Dov ben Bloy. Moshe David ben Bloy. Moshe Dov ben Feger Bracha. Wacha Bas Ilana. Michael Bas Chana Rivka. Michael Bas Chana Rivka. I can't pronounce the woman's name, but you know, Michael Bas Chana Rivka. It's a woman's name. Yehudit Batwina, Avam Yeshiyahu Ben Aviva, Leah Pesha Bastina, Brina Bracha Baswina, Daniela Bracha Zahava Basfegalea, Netanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipoa, Netanel Ilan, Ben Shena Tzipoa, Yikuti El Zalman Ben Sawa, Shira Bas Devoaleya, Baruch Tzvi Ben Esther, Sprinza Bad Esther, Pinchas Eliezer Ben Esther, Miriam Bat Sawa Razel, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Moshe Ben Malka, Avraham Meir Ben Bela Feger, Leah Bas Rachel. I believe that's all the Cholim, if Hashem Kishenna, all of them are full. Leah Pesha Bas Dina, Hashem Kishenna, all of them are full of Shlema Bikarov. So this week's parsha is parsha Kisavo, about coming into Eretz Yisrael. So it starts with Vaya Kisavo. So the Orchaim HaKadosh says Vaya is a language of happiness. Zakto Orchaim HaKadosh. The only way a Jew could really be happy when they're in Eretz Yisrael. Now it could be when the Beis Hamikdash is around, that I can't tell you, but you know, Azi Malis Chokpina, if you look at Shia Malis, the only way a Jew can be happy when they're in Eretz Yisrael. That's Pshat Vahaya. The Walag said different Pshat. Vayaki. If you look at Vahaya, if you take the Vav and Yud and you put in different, and you switch them, that's Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hashem's name. So Zok the Walag, Hashem saying Vayaki. You know why you're happy? Because you know Hashem's with you. Because you know Hashem's with you, that's why you're happy. That's why Vahayaki. Because like we said, Yud and Vav, you switch around as Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Nachlas Kedumim said, it says that, you know, you take your first fruits and you bring it to the Kohen, you know, it's like you're giving to Hashem your first fruits. So Nachlas Kedumim said, what do you mean Velakachta, you took? It should be Vehevesa, you bring. What do you mean Lakachta, you took? So Zakta Nachlas Kedumim, he gave an example, like, if you give a present to a Chashu person, let's say you give a present to a Chaim Kanievsky or Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, and you're giving a present to those tzaddikim, or you're giving a present to Rebbe Tami Kamel or other tzaddikis is out there, or Rebbe Yeager, you feel as if you're getting from it. Then, like, you feel as if you got the present, not them. Because by giving a present to a tzaddik or tzaddikis or to some chashuv, you feel as if you're getting the present, not them. Even so, you're giving them physically the present, you feel as if you got, not them. So that's Pshat V'Lakachta. By you bringing the first fruits to the Kohen, to the Beis HaMikdash, you're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem. So it's really as if you took, not Hashem. That's V'Lakachta. The Walag said different Pshat. You know when you go into a store, you sometimes see a dollar bill on the person's wall, because that's the first dollar they made in history. So same Pshat, V'Lakachta. You're taking your first fruits of the year. You're so happy of your first fruits. You take it and you want to bring it home. You want to show it to your family or you want to show it to your friends. Look what I grew, my first fruits. But Hashem is saying, Lakachta, those first fruits you grew and that you want to take home, Lakachta, you want to bring it to your house, to your family, to your friends. That's what you have to bring to Hashem, into the Kohen. You have to show true love to Hashem that you'll bring your first fruits, even so you want to show it off to your family. Then it says, Avami Oved Avi. So the Abarbanel says, and then it says, Avayirin Mitzrayimah afterwards. So what there obviously is a connection. And we know Avami is Lavan. So Zakta Abarbanel, Avami Oved Avi. How did Lavan destroy Yaakov? How did Lavan want to destroy Yaakov? So we know there was some sin or some hatred or jealousy among some of the Shvatim, among some of the brothers, you know, with the selling of Yosef and all that, whatever the reason is, right? So the Barbanel said, where'd they get it from? They didn't get it from Avram Yitzchak, they didn't get it from Salm Rivka or Wachaleya. Those are pure tzaddikim and tzaddikuses. They got it from Lavan. Don't forget, Lavan was the grandfather of some of these Shvatim, and, you know, and therefore they got the sinner from him. Another pshat is the Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh HaKadosh said, different pshat. The Al-Sheikh HaKadosh said, because Lavan switched Leah with Rachel, remember Yaakov Avinu was supposed to marry Rachel, and Lavan switched Leah with Rachel, therefore Yosef was really supposed to be the firstborn, was supposed to be the Bechor. And if Yosef would have been the firstborn of the Bechor, there would be nothing would have gone on. Then nothing would have gone on. Yosef would never have been sold. Everything would have gone well. But Lavan switched it. And therefore, Lavan put Leah instead of Rachel. So therefore, even so, Yosef was really supposed to be Bechor. He wasn't. In Machshava, but not in action. And therefore, that's why Lavan was destroying Yaakov, was bringing Machlokas onto Yaakov. Even so, it wasn't Yaakov and the Shvatim's fault. It was Lavan who did it. It was really Lavan who did it, no one else. Not the brothers, not Yaakov. It was Lavan who switched it and wanted to kill Yaakov, you know, by switching, messing up the firstborn. Rav Eliezer Ginsburg, a Rebbe in Yeshiva Meir in Brooklyn, they said a different shot. Avami Oved Avi, you can say Avami Oved, mean Lavan killed himself. Why? Because he could have learned from Yaakovino. When you're next to a huge tzaddik like Yaakov, or of course next to tzaddik is Rachel and Leah, you should have learned from them. He could have learned from them, but he didn't. That's why Avami Oved. Lavan was killing himself. He was killing himself because he could have learned from them, and he didn't. Then how Moshe Shaw from Lakewood said this, a beautiful word. He said, last week's parsha, we end off with the parshas of Amalek. In this week's parsha, we bring Bikurim. So pshat. So Amalek wanted to deny all good. They wanted to deny that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's Hashem in the world. By us bringing Bikurim, we're saying, Amalek, no, we disagree, and we're going to prove that there's Hashem. We're going to bring the firstborn to Hashem, the first fruits to Hashem, to show you we have to mark it, or we have to show gratitude to Hashem. We have to show complete gratitude to Hashem. And that's denying Amalek, obviously, because Amalek would never do that. Then it says, when you go to the Kohen, it says, you say to him, and Rashi points out, Ein kofod toiv, you don't deny good. Zakar of Moshe Sternbach from Yushalayim Meir Kodesh, he asked a question. Shouldn't it be that we want to say good to Hashem? What do you mean? You don't deny good. It should be we want to show gratitude to Hashem. Zakar of Moshe Sternbach, what do you mean? Ein kafur tov, we can't deny good. Zakar of Moshe Sternbach, because there's no way for us to say thank you to Hashem. If we be saying thank you to Hashem for every item Hashem has done for us, we'd probably be doing every second of our life. And even after that, and we wouldn't even have enough time of our life, even if we live 1,000 years. Because Hashem does so much good for us. Every second of your life, you'd be saying, thank you, Hashem, thank you, Hashem, thank you, Hashem. But at least, you can't deny good that Hashem gives you. That you can't do. You can't deny the good when Hashem does it for you. Ain't kafoy tov. But we won't, and on top of it, you can just say, no, we won't even, we have to say thank you to Hashem for a lot, but sometimes we don't even recognize Hashem, what Hashem's done for us. Not that we don't recognize, take it back, the meaning, Hashem does so much good for us, even behind our back, that's what I'm saying, even behind our back that we don't even know of. So at least we can't deny good. At least that you can't do, you can't deny good. Then it says, Baruch Ata Be'ir. So Mayana Shel Torah says, what do you mean, Baruch, bless you in the city? So Zak Mayana Shel Torah, he said that there are time, there are, sorry, there are times that there's some people, maybe one or two or three Yidden, who say we'll be firm in the house. We'll wear the yarmulke, we'll wear the shader, we'll wear our suit jackets, our dress, we're in the house, we'll light Shabbos candles, we'll learn Torah in the house. But when we go out, we don't need to show that we're Jews. We don't need to know, we don't have to show that we're Yidden. We don't have to act so firm outside. So that's what we say, Baruch Atah Be'ir. Hashem said, bless those who are in the city. When they walk the streets, they're proud they're Yidden. They walk with their shader and dress, they walk with their yarmulke, they walk with their tzitzis. They act like a firm Yid even outside. They're proud they're Yid. And because of that, Hashem said, I'm going to bless them. Baruch Atah Be'ir. Then it says, "V'samachta b'chol atuv asher Hashem lokecha nusen lach." So it might be based on the Ochaim HaKadosh. I don't want it, but it says, "V'samachta b'chol atuv." What do we have to be happy with? Asher nusen lach, that Hashem give us? Hashem lokecha. You know what the good we have to be happy that Hashem gave us? That Hashem lokecha. Hashem's our Almighty. It might not be exactly Ochaim HaKadosh, it might be based on it, but we have to be happy that Hashem's our G-O-D. We have to be happy that Hashem's our Almighty. That's the Samachta b'chol atuv asher Hashem ten lach. We have to be happy with all the good Hashem gives us. What that? Hashem Elokecha. That Hashem's our G-O-D. Hashem's our Almighty. That's what we have to be happy with. The Teferos Shlomo said a little different pshat. He have to say, when you get a present like from a very, just give an example. You get a present from the head of the Amazon, Jeff Bezos, I think his name is. You'll be, you'll make sure it's clean all the time. You'll be looking at it. You'll treasure it. So Teferes Shlomo, all the more so that we should treasure presents we get from Hashem, who's Melech Malkei Amlachim, who's the King of all kings. That's what look at all the good that Hashem, your King, gives you. Like, treasure it. Appreciate it. Show Hashem thank you, but appreciate it. You know, don't put it down. Appreciate it treasure it. Just, because you realize you're getting from the King of all kings. Then, however, Yemiya Newman from Chicago points this out. He says that the 600, Hasidic, he quoted a Hasidic Rebbe, he didn't say which one, but the 676 words. Before we go to that, Hashem says, you should walk in my ways, you should do exactly what I tell you. And Rashi says that Hashem's saying, I'm not like other almighties, and that Klal Yisrael should be different than other nations. So when Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, said, why is Hashem comparing himself to other almighties? First of all, we know there's only one almighty, that's Hashem. That's Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, there's no other almighty. Like, Eino Mevado, there's nothing but Hashem. So what do you mean Hashem say, I'm different than the other almighties, and Klal Yisrael should be different than the other nations of the world. So Zakwa Moshe Feinstein. Because if you look at the other nations of the world, other religions, so-called religions, of course, there's only one religion. We know that's Judaism, that's Yiddishkeit, that's a way of Torah mitzvahs. But if you look at other nations of the world, they might serve Hashem. They might serve the Shai, they might serve their so-called Almighty. They might serve their so-called God, as he doesn't exist. They might serve him once a week. That's about it. But the Almighty has nothing to do with their daily life. The Almighty has nothing to do with their daily life of all. But Hashem's saying, I'm different. I'm with you every second of your life. Whether you're at home, whether you go to work, when you go to shul, when you go to yeshiva, when you go to visit people in the hospital or nursing home, whether your kids are in yeshiva or Beis Yaakov, I'm with you every second of your life. I'm not only, I'm with you, unlike their so-called Almighties, which are only with them, certainly not all with them, all the time, I'm with you all the time. And that's what Klal Yisrael is different than the other nations. They have to realize, Klal Yisrael has to realize that Hashem's with us every second of our life, and we have to serve him every second of our life. We have to act properly like a firm Jew, and obviously keep the Torah mitzvahs. Then Yemiya Newman from Chicago quoted Hasidic Rebbe, he didn't say which one, but he said there's 676 words in the Tocha, in the rebuke. And the word Ra'os, Resh Ayin Vav Tes, Resh Ayin Vav Tav, is 676. But he said, Yemiya Newman said, there's 26 times Hashem's name is said in the Tochacha. And you do 26 times 26, because you know Hashem's name is 26, Yudkei Vavkei is 26. So 26 times 26 is 726. So Zakwa Chisishchilish Rebbe, this Chasidish Rebbe, Yemiya Newman, he didn't tell me which one, but Yemiya Newman, quoting this Chasidish Rebbe, The way to make sure the tocha and the clouds don't come on us, if we cling to Hashem, if we walk in the ways of Hashem and the Torah and mitzvahs. But if we're going to do the bad, we're going to do the ra'os, then the tocha, the clouds are going to come on us. And the walag just added on, six, not the walag, it's just pashat, 676 is 19. All a Jew has to take is one more step, and that's 20. What's 20? Hashem's name, Yud Yud, 20. All a Jew has to take is one more step, and serve Hashem, and the klalos will go away. This is from the walag now, Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. If you take the first letter of each of those words, Eretz is Aleph, Zayis is Zayin, Chalav is Ches, and Dvash, you don't say Eretz Zavat, the word is Dvash, where you take Dalet, all that spells 20, that spells 20. Again, Hashem's name, Yud Yud. What Hashem is telling us, Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, yeah, 12, yeah, 20. What Hashem is telling us is that your land would be flowing with milk and honey, your land, everything will be filled with brachos, tremendous brachos, but when you walk in the pathway of Hashem, when you keep Eretz on the level of Torah mitzvahs and Kedusha, then it'll be Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. Then it'll be on an incredible level of Kedusha. But you have to keep it, on that level. You have to keep it on that level of where it's holy. You know what I'm saying? You have to keep it on a level where Hashem's with us and we're keeping the Heilige Torah mitzvahs. Then it says at the end of the parsha, it says, V'samachta, sorry, Tacha says, Shalavati Hashem v'simcha v'tuv levav. So I believe this is about Shmuel Bezel, who now lives in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh. I think he said this, but I could be wrong. Tacha says, Shalavati Hashem l'kecha. You know why you didn't serve Hashem? Because v'simcha v'tuv levav. Because you were happy and content with your life. You didn't feel you were lacking anything. That's why you didn't serve Hashem. And there's something wrong, because you should feel that Hashem, your Almighty, is not with you. That you should feel lacking. Another pshat is tachas asher lo avati Hashem. What's tachas asher? If you take asher and you switch on the letters, that's rush, head. You weren't below the head of Hashem. Because you didn't serve Hashem, you were not below His head, you were not sitting below Him on the kisei HaKavod. That's what you lost out. And one last word, it says in the Tochacha, Hashem said, you didn't serve me, and you didn't serve me, and when it's morning, you said, I wish it was night, and when it's night, you wish it was morning again. You wish it was morning. So how Moshe Sternbach from Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh said this, it's a Muslim message us. When you're younger, you say, when I get older, I'll serve Hashem. Right now, I'm too busy. And when you get older, you say, oh, I should have served Hashem when I'm younger. I can't do it now. Zakwa Sternbach, you have this, every Jew, every year, every member of Bnei Yisrael has to serve Hashem no matter how old they are. Whether they're 10, 15, 20, 50, 80, 90, it doesn't make a difference, 100. They have to serve Hashem whatever they are. You don't push it off saying, oh, when you're 25, okay, I'll serve Hashem when I'm 50. And then when you're 50, you go, I wish I could serve Hashem when I'm 25, so I can't serve Him anymore. No, you serve Hashem whatever age you're at. I'm now going to leave halachas. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas discussed at the Shabbos table. If you have to say slichas at home, whatever reason, by yourself, well, if I, Marcus from Eretz Yisrael, said, you do not say the Aramaic tefillas. There are slichas that contain Aramaic or whatever. Those tefillas, the Aramaic tefillas, you do not say alone. You're not saying it alone. So if you have to do slichas alone, then don't say the Aramaic part. And what I, Marcus, also said, the Yugim Amida Sarachim, with Hashem Hashem Kerwachim V'chanun, you do not say it either if you're not davening with a minion. But Ravai Marcus says, if you can say it with a trup, I don't know how to do the Yugim Amida Sarachim, but if you can do it with a trup, then you can say it at home by yourself. But you have to do it with a trup. Then Rabbi Kalish, Rabbi Yeshua Kalish, from the five towns of Long Island, he said a different shot. He says, there are many poskim that hold that if you not get to say birchas, let's say you go to slichos in the morning, and you not get to say birchas tov before, you not say birchas at Torah before, don't worry, you can still say slichos. You can still say slichos even though you do not say birchas at Torah. Then Ravai Marcus also said, in the middle of Chazav Zashatz, if you have to go to the bathroom, And you're not going to miss shofar blowing. Okay? We're not talking about shofar blowing. As long as you can say Asher Yatza. You can say Asher Yatza, even, you know, obviously don't say it in the shul, they don't disturb other people probably. But you can say Asher Yatzah if you went to the bathroom doing Chazaus HaShach.
Ah,
so you don't say Asher Yatzah. Don't say Asher Yatzah if you're going to miss shofar blowing. But if it's a middle of Chazaus HaShach, you're not going to miss shofar blowing, or you're not going to miss the end of a bracha. I'm guessing the end of a bracha, but I could be wrong. But doing Chazaus HaShach, you go to the bathroom, you can say Asher Yatzah outside. As long as you don't miss shofar blowing. Yeah. Then Ravai Marcus also said, if you heard 30 blows of shofar, and let's say you got scared, you missed 10 of them, so now you heard only 90 blows instead of 100, your yotzei shofar blowing. As long as you heard 100, 30 your yotzei. Have a gewaldig Shabbos, but you obviously have to hear 30 of Shvuah, Shvayim, Truah, Tekiah, you know, but have a gewaldig Shabbos. Zai gesund.